Congratulations, you found the DeRussy's Lane ghosts on Runyon Avenue. For the best listening experience, we suggest you close your eyes and imagine a cool September night. About 100 years ago, this stretch of suburbia was waste and farmland.
Jane Gibson lives with her son on the far side of town. Out here, it's all crops and wasteland, a local lover's lane. She has a small farm. The most valuable part of the farm is a small pen of hogs, Jersey Reds, the color of the mud they lay in. Jane Gibson doesn't risk her only son's safety by having him chase after the thieves who have been slipping onto the farm from the nearby village. She keeps her leather moccasins by her bed. On the night of September 14th, Jane Gibson hears a noise in her fields. She knows that the thieves will not stop. As soon as she sleeps, if she sleeps, they will return. Jane Gibson knows they would starve her if she let them. They would starve her son if she let them. Jane Gibson puts on her moccasins. She goes to the shed. Jane Gibson saddles her mule, Jenny.
Ralph Gorslin is a vestryman at the Church of St. John the Evangelist. Likes to have a good time.
Like, he's a funny guy.
Gorslin is a funny guy. Like, the time he was asked to dress up as Abraham Lincoln for the 4th of July pageant, and he did.
But dead!
Like a corpse, get it? Because Lincoln got shot.
He even painted black rings under his eyes.
He played Abraham Lincoln as a corpse. Very taboo, very funny. And on September 14th, funnily enough, he's left his wife and daughter behind, and he's looking for something fun.
And he finds Catherine Rastall.
She's pretty fun. A little more vigorous than dead Abraham Lincoln, if you catch my drift.
Still worried about vegetable thieves, Jane Gibson attempts a pursuit down towards DeRussy's Lane. To aid her pursuit, she rides her mule, Jenny.
In the back of Ralph Gorslin's car, Catherine Rastall tries to ride Ralph Gorslin.
It's kind of amazing. We're both in the choir.
We have a lot in common.
Mrs. Gibson, while riding her mule, loses her moccasin.
Catherine Rastall, while riding her mule, loses her slipper in the car.
Ralph Gorslin hears a scream.
An awful scream.
Ralph Gorslin hears a moaning.
A piteous moaning.
After hearing the gunshots, Mrs. Gibson rides her mule back to her farmhouse.
Ralph, what was that?
Shh!
Ralph, that scream!
Catherine, quiet! I'm trying to concentrate.
I don't think she's okay, Ralph. I don't think she's okay.
Shut up, Catherine.
What do we do? Should we go fetch the police?
No! God, no! I have a wife!
Jane Gibson removes the saddle from Jenny's back and hangs it in the shed. She pets Jenny behind the ears and then goes back into her simple house. She doesn't turn on a light. She just sits there, thinking about all sorts of things.
This ghost hunt was brought to you by Thinkery and Verse. If you like this hunt, try to find our 9 other geoghosts waiting for you in New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Texas, and even Venice, Italy, all in locations relevant to the Hall Mills murder mystery of 1922. If you'd like to learn more about the lives of the characters in this famous double homicide, check out our podcast, That's How the Story Goes, available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or by visiting our website, thinkeryandverse.org, where you can also donate to the artists of Thinkery in Verse, if you wish. Either way, happy hunting.